Welcome to another edition of this week's Tom Green Podcast. You can tell by my voice, the allergy bug, the cold bug, whatever you want to call it, not the COVID bug, but a bug got me. And to be completely honest, on Monday night, I thought about doing the show, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm probably thinking about not doing a show at all this week, but I decided that I still needed to do a show this week because, well, some of you still like to listen to it, and I should cater to those that do want to listen. So, nonetheless, yours truly doing another edition of the show on half a voice, but then we're going to keep this short, sweet, and to the point. Last week, of course, Michigan got the win against Rutgers after falling behind 7-0. The Lions got a nice victory over the Falcons, which I visited. I got to meet Georgia Chambers from Fox 5 Atlanta. She's very sweet. Talked with Danny Rogers again, which was cool. And so all was good on that front, and so good deal. So Red Wings begin training camp and begin the preseason. They picked up a victory over the Pittsburgh Penguins 4-3 Tuesday night. So their season is going. We'll have more analysis as the preseason wraps and we get started on that. We'll keep things short, sweet, and to the point because of my voice. Detroit Tigers celebrating Miguel Cabrera's final week, and I had said before on this show that I had felt that it was a bit of a fluke because he had still had a year left on his contract. Well, I sort of have about faced on that because I have seen how the start of this last week of Miguel Cabrera has gone. They put 24 in the center field with a crown, of course, honoring his triple crown of 2013. And the way that the front office is going about this and the way that socials have gone about this, it really is starting to feel like this really is Cabrera's final week. Part of why I didn't believe it was because sort of a thing I had about people that do step down, retire. My dad was kind of like this. After about 6 months of retirement in 2006, he had decided, you know what, I got to do something. And I felt that Cabrera was going to reach that point, and we'll see what happens. We'll definitely see what happens after Cabrera's last week. We'll have a breakdown of the last week on one of next week or the week after shows. We'll do a special show about Miguel Cabrera on that, but I will officially say on record that indeed now I truly do feel that this is his last week. I wanted to see him play another year. That was part of why I didn't believe necessarily that this was his last year, but because of the way that this is being celebrated, and I'm going to get to go to see one of his last games. This coming Saturday, I will be down in Detroit at Comerica Park to see one of Miguel Cabrera's final games. So I'm excited and sort of hiding tears a little bit because, I mean, we watched this guy since 2008 here in Detroit. Most of my childhood and growing up was with Miguel Cabrera on the Detroit Tigers. So it's going to be a little different in the spring of 2024 when Miguel Cabrera is not on the field for Detroit. But to be completely honest, now I officially do believe it. Miguel Cabrera will no longer be playing Major League Baseball after this week. And it's a harsh reality to face, but there are times where we face that sort of harsh reality and adversity. And this is one of those times. So, well, more on Miguel Cabrera after the season's over, of course. So, Tigers, of course, now eliminated from the playoffs. So, that pretty much puts a wrap on that. Michigan football, we'll talk about them very quickly, again, because of my voice. First road game this week at Nebraska, 17-point favorite. J.J. McCarthy has 915 yards versus Harburg's 278. Blake Corum has 351 yards versus Harburg, the same guy, quarterback, 272 yards. It seems as if Michigan has the advantage here. Let's see, the spread last week was 24, and Michigan pushed. 31-7, it was actually a push. So if you bet Rutgers on the money line, or Rutgers on the spread line, you pushed. Michigan is a 17-point favorite. I'm a little leery about Michigan covering, especially on the road, but Michigan should get the job done. I'm going to say 31-10. So 21 would mean, yes, they are covering. So Michigan should cover. Now, the Lions, of course, playing early Thursday. That's why this podcast has come out Wednesday night instead of my usual Thursday. We'll take a look at the injury report right now. So, injury report as of Wednesday evening. Jason Kabinda, Matt Nelson, and Halaputi Vaitai are all out. Not a surprise. Taylor Decker, Jonah Jackson, Kirby Joseph, David Montgomery, and Emmanuel Mosley. Questionable. Frank Ragnow as unspecified as of right now. For Green Bay side, Christian Watson returns for his first game of the year this coming Thursday night. Jair Alexander is questionable. Zane Anderson, David Bakhtiari, and Devondre Campbell and Elgton Jenkins are all out. Rashawn Gary, unspecified. Aaron Jones, Zach Tom, Carrington Valentine are all questionable. Watson, I had said that he was playing. It actually does list him as questionable, but I would suspect him to play. Packers fans on Packers Twitter out there are saying, oh, it's over for the Lions because Christian Watson's playing. And to that, I say, have you watched the Lions this year? I mean, the defense showed up last week, and I had really criticized the defense this past week, especially the secondary. This was kind of their measuring stick, and they passed with flying colors. You only give up 6 points to a Falcons team that likes to lull people to sleep. They scored 25 and 24 the first two games because they lulled their opponent to sleep and got him with Bijan Robinson. Lions did their job this past week, and at Lambeau Field, I expect them to do their job again because, well, look at what you got in the Green Bay running game. Aaron Jones is questionable. Even if he does play, he's not going to be 100%. Christian Watson is not going to be 100%. So you've got an injury-ridden team, somewhat, in week four, that it looks like Detroit should win this game by two scores. Now, this is the NFL. Any given Sunday, any given Thursday, any given Saturday, doesn't matter, any given. So you also have to keep that in perspective because this game is at Lambeau Field. So I understand. I mean, a lot of people are thinking that maybe Detroit slips up this game. I don't expect them to. I think Detroit has a solid chance of winning this game, and I think they win this game by two scores. Detroit, for the first time in a lot of years, is listed as a favorite at Lambeau Field, a 1.5-point favorite at Lambeau. I think they're going to win 27-17. It's going to be a rather lower scoring game, and Detroit should walk out of Lambeau Field with a victory for the second consecutive season. I mean, this is high times right now in Detroit, and hopefully that becomes the case. So, again, because of my voice, we're kind of keeping this podcast short, sweet, and to the point. Next week, we're going to have an MLB playoff preview. My voice should be back to more of at least 75% strength, if not full strength, and probably at about 60 to 65% for this show. And I kind of want to save my gusto and whatnot for next week. And so keeping this short, sweet, and to the point, no pick-ems for this week because I, again, just wanted to get through this, power through this week, and get to next. And next week, we should be all right. But for now, this has been this week's edition of the Tom Green Podcast Detroit Sports Week. Enjoy the Lions game. Hopefully you have Prime Video because if you're not in the Detroit market, which I am not in the Detroit market, I am technically in the Saginaw Flint market when it comes to those TV stations, even though I'm in the upper thumb, that market will not receive Lions feed, even though I feel that if your market receives Inside the Pride or whatever the Packers pre-show Inside the Huddle show is, you should receive this game on cable TV. In fact, I think the NFL has done a disservice to local fans because of this, but thankfully my mother has Amazon Prime, so I'll be able to watch it, but just my two cents about the whole Amazon Prime Video perspective. I still have the cable cord. I don't want to cut the cable cord. Even if I do cut the cable cord, I'll probably be spending as much with streaming services anyway. So I am a believer still in the cable cord. until the cable cord cuts itself. Enjoy the Lions game, everybody.